AP Radio News, I'm Carlotta Bradley. Death and destruction in terms of storms, tornadoes, flooding in Texas. At least six deaths have been reported. Officials say the damage assessment will continue as officials and crews go out to assess exactly what has happened. The Austin and Management Emergency spokesperson is Angel Flores. She says that the assessments are taking place now.
The assessment is still ongoing just because the rains have recently stopped, but there definitely have been residential damages.
There were tornadoes in at least two counties. A Russian official, meanwhile, is dismissing as not credible the claim from an affiliate of the Islamic State group that it brought down a Russian passenger plane that crashed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. AP correspondent Merrick Kennedy has more.
This happened in an area with an active Islamic State affiliate, and the group quickly tried to capitalize on the incident, claiming in a statement posted on social media networks it had shot down the airliner. However, it gave no evidence to support its claim, and there is some skepticism about whether any of its weapons could reach such a high cruising altitude.
All 224 people on board were killed. President Obama says he's doing what he can to promote the criminal justice reform system.
I traveled to Chicago to thank police chiefs from across the country for all that their officers do to protect Americans, to make sure they get the resources they need to get the job done, and to call for common sense gun safety reforms that would make officers and their communities safer.
He spoke in his weekly media address. In the Republican address, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski talked about energy policy. This is AP Radio News. Medicare says it will pay doctors to help patients plan what kind of care they want at the end of their lives, an idea more broadly accepted than 6 years ago when that touched off a political uproar about death panels.
The EPA's new ozone standard.
The policy change was urged by numerous physician and health groups. Some doctors, though, provide this advanced care planning to their patients without getting paid for the counseling time, and some private insurers already reimburse for it. But the Obama administration's policy change could make the talks more common among about 55 million Medicare beneficiaries. Ross Simpson, Washington.
A New York federal judge is ordering Argentina to pay $6.1 billion in claims by creditors. That means the South American country owes $8 billion to U.S. hedge funds and others. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.